नमः। ऋषिदेवतेच्छन्दस्सु अण्ड् स्टार्ट् अस्य श्री विष्णो दिव्यसहस्रनामस्तोत्रमहामन्त्रस्य श्रीवेदव्यासो भगवान् ऋषिः अनुष्टुप्छन्दः श्रीमहाविष्णुः परमात्मा श्रीमन्नारायणो देवता श्रीलक्ष्मीनारायणप्रसादसिद्धितेजपे विनियोगः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ विश्वाय नमः। ॐ विश्वं विष्णुर्वषट्कारो भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभुः भूतकृद् भूतभुद्भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः। दट् इस् द फस्ट् श्लोक। आफ्टर् दट् सिक्स् मोर् श्लोकास् अण्ड् इन् द सेवेन्त् श्लोक अग्राह्य शाश्वतकृष्णो लोहिताक्षप्रतद्नः प्रभूतस्त्रिककुब्धाम पवित्रं मङ्गलं परं। त्रिककुब्धाम पवित्र मङ्गळ दि शब्द नाम नोडिदीवि वि सा दि सोर्स् अण्ड् टुडे परं परं ಅಂದರೆ ಸರ್ವೋತ್ತಮನಾಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ. ಆಲ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ, ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ ವೆಲ್ ನೋನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಪರ ಅವನು, ಪರ ಅಂದರೆ ಅವನು ಸರ್ವೋತ್ತಮ. ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಪರ ಸರ್ವೋತ್ತಮ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸೀನ್ ಟೂ ವೇ ದಿಸ್ ಶಬ್ದ. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯೂ, ಅಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಆಸ್ ಎಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್. Paramatma is para. Para means sarvottama is one meaning. So because he is sarvottama, he is para. And also para is gunapurna. Para means pru palana purana yoho. That is the dhatu, which is the root of the this word. The root verb is pru. Pru para, from pru para came. So this para, now we have seen that dhatu pru palana purana yoho. Palana is ruling, controlling. Purana is filling up. And if we say first initially we see about Paramatma himself, so purana is purana, he is all filling, he is all filled up, he is purana, he is complete, all infinite. So purna guna purnatva, all supreme is one meaning. Then guna purna, he is sarva guna purna, sarva guna sampurna. Doshas are also gunas. If he has all the gunas means, it may imply that he has doshas also, because there are also gunas only. Dosha gunas means then this clarified, no, he is sarva guna sampurna and sarva dosha vivaja. So doshetara gunas only, gunas that are other than doshas, only such gunas are there. Therinda gunapurnatva dosha rahitatva, sarva guna sampurna, sarva dosha rahitatva, both are included in that word. So para gunapurna, para dosharahita, that's why he is para. And in Bhagavata, the first sloka, the opening verse itself, it goes like this. We have seen that so many times. Janmadyase etonvayad itaratas artheshu abhignaswarat tene brahma hudaya adikavaye muhyanti yam surayah tejovari mudam yatha vinimayo etrit sargomrusha धामना स्वेन सदा निरस्त कुहकम सत्यम परम धीमहि. परम सच पर परमात्मा, ही आल्सो कॉल्ड परमात्मा. पर शब्द आल्सो हैज द परमा मीनिंग. परमा आल्सो मीन्स ऑल सुप्रीम. सो पर सो सत्यम परम धीमहि, द सत्य स्वरूप सर्वोत्तम पर नामक परमात्मा आनि धीमहि ध्यायेम. लेट अस मेडिटेट अपॉन द पर परमात्मा, Paranamaka Paramatma. So that there also is Parashabda is used. And so this Niddosha Gunapurnatva is actually can be said, told as a reason for being all supreme. Why Paramatma is all supreme? Because he is Sarva Guna Sampurna, he is Sarva Dosha Vivajita, so he is all supreme. How those two are related? One who is Sarva Guna Sampurna, Sarva Dosha Vivajita, how can we say that he is all supreme? Means, because the gunapurnatva, all auspicious qualities are there. One of the auspicious qualities is excelling everyone else. That is also a guna. So one who excels everyone else, then he has to be all supreme, because he excels everyone else. So that way, gunapurnatva and all supremacy, sarvottamatva, go hand in hand. One implies the other. One who is all supreme is gunapurna. One who is gunapurna is all supreme. And also he is gunapurna and palana purana yoho. He does palana for others, but for himself, what is palana? Nobody does his palana, prove palana. He does his own palana. That means he's actually what you call self-complete, infinitely complete. So nobody does his palana. So he is palana of himself. He does himself only. So nobody does his own. So swatantra, basically, the word swatantra is also implied by palana purna. So palanam karoti. So someone else, no one else can do palana of Paramatma, but he does palana of everyone else. So with respect to Paramatma himself, Param means Sarvottama, Param also means Gunapurna, Param Dosharahita, Param Swapalaka, Swatantra, Palam Purana, he feels himself, he is all filling, all full. And with respect to others, what? Parashabda. How others have seen Paramatma as Para. In Veda Vakyas, in Purana Vakyas, where we imply this, like, you know, in Tantra Bhagavata, there's one statement, it says, Nidosha Gunapurnatvat Param Sahur Janardhanam. Janardhana Rupi Paramatma Avananu Paranta Karitare Yellaru. Yake and then Nidosha Gunapurna Nadarinda. So, निदो बिका उसमें कोई भी दोष नहीं है, गुणों का भरपड़ा है, सर्व गुण उसमें है, इसीलिए सब उसे परम कहते हैं, सर्वोत्तम कहते हैं. तो परम च आहु जनार्दनम. एंड चतुर्मुख ब्रह्मा ही डज उपदेश टू नारद. इन भागवता इट कम्स दैट स्टेटमेंट, वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग स्टेटमेंट. ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಾವೇದ ದೇವಾನಾರಾಯಣಾಂಗದ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಾಲೋಕ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಮಖಃ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರೋಯೋಗೋ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಂ ತಪಃ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಾಗತಿಃ. ಸೊ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಇಸ್ ಪರಾ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಪರಾ ವೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ಇಸ್ ಪರಾ, ಪರಾ ಆಶ್ರಯ. ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ದ ರೆಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ದ ಪರಶಬ್ದ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಈಸ್ ಪರಾ. ಪರಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ವ ವಿಲಕ್ಷಣ. ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಪರಾ ಇಸ್ ಸರ್ವ ವಿಲಕ್ಷಣ. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್, ಈಸ್ ಯುನೀಕ್. ಪರಾ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್. ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಪರಾ ಆಶ್ರಯ. ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಅ ರೆಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹಿ ರೆಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಫಾರ್? ರೆಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇ ಎಫ್ ಯು ಜಿ, ನಾಟ್ ಎಸ್ ಸಿ ಜಿ. ರೆಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಯ. ಸಬ್ಕ ಆಶ್ರಯ ಹೈ, ಆಶ್ರಯ ಹೋತಾ ಹೈ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ, ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ಭಾಗವತ. ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಾವೇದಾಹ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ದ ಪ್ರೈಮ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ದ ಪ್ರೈಮ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ವೇದಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ವೇದ ವಾಕ್ಯ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ. ವೆನ್ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಅದರ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ನೇಮ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್. ಬೇರೆ ದೇವತೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಆಯಾ ದೇವತೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಆಯಾ ರೂಪದಿಂದ ಆಯಾ ನಾಮದಿಂದ ಇದ್ದು ಸಲಹುತ್ತಾನೆ. ಸಬ್ ದೇವತಾವೋ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉಸಿ ದೇವತಾ ಕೆ ನಾಮ ಸೇ ಉನ್ಮೇ ರಹಕರ್ ಉನ್ಕೆ ವೋ ಅಸ್ತಿತ್ವ ಕಾ ಮೂಲ ಕಾರಣ ಹೋತಾ ಹೈ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ರೂಪೋಸೌ ಶಿವರೂಪಿ ಶಿವೇ ಸಿಧ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಇನ್ ಶಿವ ಈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಶಿವ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್, but even in respect of the names. Every name that everybody has is a name that originally belongs to Paramatma, and he passes on the name to others. So every name, every shabda describes Paramatma. So sarva shabda vachyatva. So this Narayana, he is Narayana paravedaha. All Vedas, they are meant to extol Narayana only. Narayanan stutisuvude vedagala mukhya uddesha. ದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣಾಂಗದ ಅಂಗ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿಸ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣೋಸಿ ಮುಖಮಾಸೀತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಜಾತಿ ಜಾತಿ ಅಭಿಮಾನಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್, ದೆನ್ ವಿಸ ಚಂದ್ರಮಾ ಮನಸೋ ಜಾತ ಚಕ್ಷು ಸೂರ್ಯ ಜಾಯತ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಅವಯವಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಇನ್ ಪುರುಷ ಸೂಕ್ತ ವಿಸಾದ. ಸೊ ಸರ್ವ ದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಅಂಗದ, ಆಲ್ ದ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಬಾಡಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಾತ್ಮಕ, ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆನಂದ ಆತ್ಮಕ ಅಂಗಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅವರ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅಪ್ರಾಕೃತ ಶರೀರ, ಪ್ರಕೃತಿರಹಿತ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಶರೀರ But even if it is jnana anandamaya sharira, still all the body parts are also jnana anandamaya, non-different from Paramatma. From Paramatma's angas only, all devatas are born, they are created. So that's why Deva Narayana Anga Jaha, born from the body parts of the Narayana, which are of Jnanaanandatmaka body parts. Narayana Paralokaha. We also saw that even the lokas are born from Narayana's body parts. And the lokas are also dependent upon Narayana. Every loka, every spot, everything is dependent upon Narayana. So Narayana Paralokaha, Samasta Lokaha, Narayana Paraha, Narayana, Narayana's Ashrayameva Kurvanti. They all seek the refuge of Narayana only. So Narayane Ashritaha. So that's why Narayana Para Lokaha. Narayana Para Makaha. Makha means yajnas. All the yajnas are Narayana Para only. They are dependent upon Narayana. They are meant for Narayana. They are meant for extolling Narayana. Narayana Paro Yogaha. Yogo Narayana. So all the yoga. Yoga means, you know, not only the exercise we do, the meditation that we do, the jnana upaya also yoga. Yoga jnana upaya. So all the yoga, every meaning of the yoga in their you know, respect, they are all dependent upon Narayana only. They seek refuge in Narayana. Narayana paro yogo. Yoga, all the yoga also is dependent upon Narayana. Narayana param tapaha. Even tapas, tapakaryas, the actions of tapas, and the people who perform tapas, all those are also dependent upon Narayana only. Narayana param jnanam. Every kind of knowledge, even a laukika jnana, for that mulabhuta swarupa is Bhagavanta only. You know, mathematics, chemistry, you know, whatever we take, physics or biology, whatever we take, all those sciences, jnana, those jnana originated from Paramatma. So every jnana is seeking support in Narayana only. That's why Narayana paro yogaha, Narayana param tapaha, Narayana param jnanam, jnanam api Narayana parameva, Narayana paragatihi gati. Gati means the final destination. Wherever we reach, wherever people reach, they are all Narayana para only. That means whatever is to be reached, they are all Narayana, controlled by Narayana, and the purpose is to reach Narayana. So that is what Narayana para. Gatihi. Gati is ultimate destination, is also directed towards Narayana only. And Krishna in Gita, he says, Matta parataram nanyat kinchidastina, in 15th adhyaya, he says, Matta parataram, I mean, in 7th adhyaya, 7th sloka, he says, Matta parataram nanyat kinchidastidhananjaya, ahameva parataraha, matta anyat parataram nakinchidapi. Nothing is more supreme than, nothing is greater than, I am all supreme. Krishna himself declares that. People may say, how can, you know, somebody can say that, like this ahankara? Krishna says, you know, everything is, I am only everything, I am all supreme. How can Krishna say that? That is vastu sthiti. It's not Paramatma case, nothing is ahankara, because he is all controller. Everything exists because of him only. So there is no meaning or scope for Paramatma to have any ahankara. Ahankara is, you claim what you don't do or can't do. Paramatma does everything. He is all capable, omnipotent. So his claiming that I am all supreme is never a arrogant statement or anything. So that is a fact. Vastu sthiti. So Krishna himself declares that mattaha parataram na anyat kinchit asti sandeha. Ameva parataraha. I am all supreme. Krishna says that. And also, jivatmas, they are called avaras. Paramatma is called para. Avara means, vara means also sreshta. Para and vara are synonymous. Vara also means sreshta, para also sreshta. Opposite of para, in the name, sense of sreshta, is avara. Para means all supreme. Avara means very, very bottom, right at the bottom. They are avaras. We are all nichas, alpas. We are avara. Paramatma is para. So sarve jivaha. They are all avara only. Because dukkha sambandha. Avara dukkha sambandha jiva eva prakititaha. Because they, all the jivas have dukkha sambandha, they are called avaras. And Lakshmi is called para. This shabda, para shabda, I have to grammatically just explain something. Para is actually an adjective. Para, parataram, paratamam, para, adjective word. When it is made into a noun, because it is an adjective descriptive word, if it describes the male, it becomes paraha. Paraha is pumlinga shabda. Here, Vishnu Sahasranama param, napumsaka linga shabda is, why they did not say paraha? Why they said napumsaka means? To indicate that all the pumlinga shabdas, all strilinga shabdas, all napumsaka linga shabdas, they are all dependent upon Paramatma only. So to drive the point that he is beyond linga, some are pumlinga shabdas, some are napumsaka linga, some are strilinga. If he is only purusha, only pumlinga shabdas should have been used. But napumsaka linga shabdas are used, strilinga shabdas are used. Lakshmi is one of the names of Vishnu Sahasranama. So this parashabda, here Vishnu Sahasranama, it is given as param. But strilinga shabda para is there. Paramatma is strilinga para also is true. But Lakshmi also is called para because she is more supreme than all the rest other than Paramatma. And she is also nitya nidukha rupa. That's why it's called avara dukha sambandha jiva eva prakirtita. Gita Tatpriya Acharya quotes this. Avaraha dukkha sambandhat jivaha. Jivas, because of the connection with the dukkha, they are called avaras. And nitya nirdukkha rupatvat para shri ekala evatu. Shri ekala evatu. Shri ekala evatu is shri ekala evatu. Because Lakshmi does not have any dukkha. Yava dukkhavu illadiruva karanadinda. Nitya nirdukkha rupatvat dukkha villada. Rupatva. So nitya nirdukha. Never ever he has a sorrow. That's why Lakshmi also never has, because Lakshmi is also called nitya viyogini, nitya mukta. That's why Lakshmi also is called akshara and she is also called para. Paramatma is paratpara. That's why sometimes we call, why paratpara? If there are others like Brahmadevas, Rudra, they are also called paras. Relatively they are paras. Lakshmi is also para relatively. She is greater than everyone else other than Paramatma. Paramatma greater than everyone. That's it. Period. No, nothing need to be qualified. That's why parat para. All the others are paras. Paramatma is parat para. That is also indicated by this word param. Param sarvottama. Ananya adhina rupatvat asamadhika saukhyataha tat tantrat. Tat tantratvacha sarvasya Vishnu paratamumata abhavat antara anyasya tu iha eka arthau taraptamau. You know, this word tara and tama, they indicate tara is comparative degree. We have the 3 degrees in English language also: simple, comparative, superlative. Good, better, best. Beautiful, more beautiful, most beautiful. Like that we have. Samskutadalli hage ide. Sundara, sundaratara, sundaratama. Anything beautiful, sundara. Sundaratara, more beautiful. Sundaratama, most beautiful. Para, paratara, paratama. He is para. Paramatma is para. He is paratara also. He is paratama also. All three applicable for Paramatma. Para visa, paratara. He is greater than everyone else. And his paratara, normally we use comparative only when two are there. He is paratara, he is greater than Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi is para, he is paratara. But why is called paratara? Means abhavad antara anyasya. Between him and Lakshmi, there is no one else. Lakshmi is greater than everyone else except Paramatma. Paramatma is all great, greater than. So Lakshmi and Paramatma, in between them, there is no one. That is why taratama, both words are applicable to Paramatma. He is called paratara because he is greater than Lakshmi. He is paratama, he is greater than everyone else. He is greatest, the greatest. So he is also paratama. So paratara and paratama both describe Paramatma and both are equivalent in Paramatma case. Both mean the same thing in Paramatma. Tarapu tamo. Tarap pratyaya is called tara. sundaratara, stulatara, sukshmatara, like that. And tama, sarvottama, tama. He is also sundaratama. That's why he is called taratama pratyayas are iha ekarthav. They convey the same meaning only. Tat tantratvacha sarvasya vishnu paratamo matha. Because he controls everyone else and there is no one else in between him and Lakshmi. Lakshmi is greater than everyone else other than Paramatma. Paramatma is greater than Lakshmi. So he is called Paratara Paratama. So this we saw with respect to Paramatma himself and with respect to others. And another one, Punati Saprudhatu, Pru Palana Purana Yoho. With respect to others also, he does the Palana of all others also. We saw Swapalana. He does Palana of himself, we saw. He does the Palana of everyone else, including Lakshmi. Everybody is under the roof, palana of Paramatma. So he sabka palan karta hai, sabka raksha karta hai. Isiliye sabki raksha karne wala pru palana puranayoho. Puranayoho, he is nourisher of everyone else. He is the protector of everyone. He is nourisher of everyone. So pru palana puranayoho, he is protector and nourisher of everybody else. So with respect to sarvam prunati palayati iti param, sarvam prunati palayati, that's why it's called parana purnayohu. Jnana bhaktyadi bhi prunati purayati iti param. And also he fills up. Jiva has deficiencies. He fills up the deficiency of the jivas by increasing their jnana bhaktyadi gunas. Jnana bhaktyadi bhi prunati purayati. He fills up the jiva's deficiencies by giving jnana and bhakti to the jivas as per their yogyata. This is also, that's why he's called param. Param. Palana purana karta. Sarvesham palana purana karta. That's why he's called param. And there are some questions, you know, like may come. Paramatma, he has everything. He experiences everything. He is Bimbarupi. So Dukkha, if any Jiva has to experience Dukkha, as a Bimbarupi, Paramatma also undergoes Dukkha. This is an objection raised. The Purvapaksha says, hey, you say Paramatma is Bimbarupa. If he is a Bimbarupa, first he has to go through something and also to give the Dukkha Anubhava for someone else, he has to have Dukkha Anubhava. So this is an objection raised. For that, we answer no. Paramatma doesn't have to have Dukkha without doing the Anubhava, because he actually gives the Anubhava, Anubhava giver. For him, there is no need to go through that to understand it and then give the Dukkha Anubhava. No need for that, because he has the full knowledge. Even without undergoing the Dukkha, he can have the knowledge about the Dukkha. In that respect, can we call Paramatma Dukkhi? Means, yeah, Sarvaji Dukkha, Jiva is also called Dukkhi. Paramatma can also be called Dukkhi. Yes or no means yes, he can be called Dukkhi, not because he has Dukkha. In case of Jiva, Jiva is Dukkhi because it has Dukkha. Dukkha, asya asti Dukkhi. So whoever has Dukkha is called Dukkhi. But Dukkha Swami, Dukkhasya Swami, controller of Dukkha, he controls the Dukkha. So that means he doesn't have Dukkha at all. He controls Dukkha. Even Dukkha is under his control. That's why Paramatma is Dukkhi, means Dukkhasya Swami, a controller of Dukkha. That's why he is called Dukkhi. Not because he has Dukkha, but he has a control. He is the controller of Dukkha. That's why he is called Dukkhi. So these words like Dukkhi, Papi, all these words can be applied to Paramatma, but with different sense, completely different sense. Because without his control, nothing exists. He is the controller of everything. So he can also be called Dukkhi. So Dukkha, if question is how can you call Paramatma if he is a Dukkhi, and Para, how can you call him Para? If he is a Dukkhi, he should not be Para. So that the answer is no, Dukkhi does not mean he has a Dukkha. Dukkhi means he is a controller of Dukkha. So he is Para because he controls Dukkha also. Otherwise, Paratva becomes a little bit deficient. He doesn't control Dukkha, someone else controls Dukkha, means he has no control over Dukkha. That is a deficiency in him. Because he controls everything, he controls Dukkha also, he is Para. Dukkha Swamitvat, sa eva paraha. He is Para because he is a Dukkha, Swami of Dukkha, controller of Dukkha also. That is how we should understand dukkha and Paramatma's case, and Paramatma dukkha adhara, and he is like, you know, dukkha exists because of him. The existence of dukkha itself is because of him. Dravyam karma cha kalascha svabhavo jiveva cha yad anugrahatah santi na santi adupekshaya bhagavata vachanam. Here that even the, for the existence, dukkha is existing because of Paramatma. And jiva, when it has a dukkha, for jiva's dukkha also Paramatma is the adhara. He is the supporter who gives, controls the dukkha of the jivas also. So it's called para, controller of everything. Even all the negative things are controlled by him. He does not have, though he does not have any doshas, all the doshas are controlled by him. Whoever have those doshas, he controls them also. He connects them with the doshas. He attributes, he gives the doshas to various things as per their yogyata, ability. So that way, he's para, all controller, sarvottama, sarvaniyamaka. That's why he's called para. So here I pause it. Any questions?